That's a group called the Downhill Strugglers, based in Brooklyn, New York, and that tune called George Washington from their just released CD called Show Me the Way to Go Home. They are going to be performing tomorrow night for a show that starts at 7 o'clock at Techline on South Locust Street in Champaign. It's a presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, who have a festival in the fall, but they also bring in groups occasionally throughout the year that play various types of usually old-time music, and that's how these guys would be classified, old-time string band music. And I have one of their three members on the phone with us right now to tell us a bit about the group. His name is Eli Smith, and he, like the others, is a multi-instrumentalist, probably the multi-ist of instrumentalists in the group. And Eli, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
In your biographical material, and therefore in the promotion that I gave for today's show, I made reference to the New Lost City Ramblers as being a group that you're, well, as you say, extending their legacy. And in fact, you often perform with one of their members. This is a group that I think was founded 1958, which is 3 years before I was born. And they've been around for a long, long, long time. It's one of these groups where I'd heard the name of them, heard their name without really knowing much about them. And I'm going to guess, therefore, that many of our listeners may be in the same boat. Before I get you to talk about you guys, tell me a little bit about them and where it is you're trying to pick up from.
Well, the New Lost City Ramblers was the seminal old-time music group from the Greenwich Village scene in the 1950s and 60s in New York City, and they were composed of the late Mike Seeger, who passed a couple of years ago, Tom Paley and John Cohen, and then later Tracy Schwartz joined the group. And they're really responsible for the revival of old-time music that we see around the country today. They were the first people to really form a band and tour in a serious way and really delve into the old recordings that have preserved rural American string band music. So the New Lost City Ramblers, they might not be extremely well known to everyone today, but their influence is felt all over for anyone that loves to play old-time music, old American string band music, rural music. And we often perform with John Cohen, who was one of the founders of the New Lost City Ramblers way back in 1958, and still lives in the New York City area. He's just a remarkable musician and folklorist, field recordist, as well as a photographer and filmmaker. And he also, I guess you might say, discovered or located a musician named Roscoe Holcomb, who was one of the great old-time musicians that kind of came out in the 60s as well, if there's any Roscoe Holcomb fans out there.
When we say old-time, this is a term we use often, including on this show, but not sure I've ever gotten a real definition of it. How old are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, in some cases, not that old. But I guess really when we refer to old-time music, and it was actually called old-time music even 100 years ago, people called it that, because it does extend quite far back. To me, old-time music is the music of rural America that developed from the earliest colonial period of the country all the way up through World War II era. And it's, I guess it's pretty well known that, you know, in around World War II and in the 40s and 50s, you know, with the radio and all kinds of mass communication and improvements in travel, superhighways and stuff, kind of obliterated rural, local, regional music in favor of more national popular music. But old-time music is the music of rural America, primarily string band music that flourished all over the country. Not just in Appalachia, but all over the South and West and even the North. And that was the music that people played in their homes, but also played at shows, and at public events. And that's the music that we play. So we take our inspiration from music that was recorded, field recorded in the 60s or 50s or earlier by Alan Lomax or whomever, and old commercial recordings, the old 78 RPM records. We love those. And we collect those when we can, or we get them on reissues on CD. And that's where we find the sources of our music. And that's what old-time music is to me, or to us.
When you say field recorded, talk a little bit about what that means exactly. You think, as you mentioned, Alan Lomax,
sure.
Somebody who did a lot of that.
Field recording is some of the best. And what field recording is when a folklorist or some interested party with the recording equipment would go out into the field and locate musicians that might be non-professionals or just very local musicians.
And when you say field, I'm sorry, you don't necessarily mean a cornfield or a wheat field.
No. The field is just that out in America, or out in the world somewhere. Not a recording studio. It's the opposite of recording in a recording studio. It's finding someone in their home location and recording them in an informal way, in their home or wherever might be convenient. And to me, it really produces the best and most natural music that I've heard, with exceptions, of course. But I love recordings that were made of these exceptional musicians who were often unknown outside of their family or local community, but were actually really exceptional artists who would not have been recorded or documented in any other way except by a folklorist or someone that happened to record them.
Is it fair to say or not that many of these folks who would have been recorded in that way back in the day, so to speak, were not schooled musicians, largely self-taught?
Right, yeah. Well, old-time music and folk music in general is part of the oral tradition. It's not music that's, really written down. It's not like classical music. It's music. It's ear music, music that you learn by ear and play by ear, and you kind of have your own way with. You can play it however you want. It's not a formal music. So, of course, there's rules and a tradition or whatever you want to call it, an aesthetic system that we all operate in, but it's not a formal music like classical music. It's kind of a free-for-all.
Well,
we'll be presenting for the folks is a kind of a free-for-all, so people should come down and check it out.
Well, I mean, that's interesting that you use that particular term, free-for-all, in listening to actually seeing some of your videos and listening to these recordings, and we're going to do another sample in a second. There's a sort of, to my ear anyway, there's a certain sound of, let's say, disorganization.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for putting it politely. Yeah.
But I mean, I wonder if that, I mean, in what sense is, if you want to use that one, or if you want to say it free for all, how do you go about cultivating that sound? I mean, because it seems like something you're really going after, but with intention.
Well, our new album, "Show Me the Way to Go Home," we field recorded ourselves. Actually, we recorded it not in the studio, and with just a couple of microphones. People are used to hearing recordings that were made with like lots of microphones. Everybody has their own mic, and it's all very clean and distinct. But we just chose not to do it that way. And we used one or two microphones for this record, and good mics, and it came out good. And in terms of our sound as a band, we all have our own take on the music, and we kind of play together and try to get them to work together. But maybe people have heard New Orleans jazz, where there's like a whole bunch of horns, and they're all playing the same melody or the same song, but it all comes out a little different, and it just sounds like a joyous noise. it kind of expresses each of our individuality, but coming together in the form of a band. And I think the form of music makes room for that, so that we can each come out of tune in our own way and with our own attack on it, and it comes out in a really positive way that hopefully brings joy to people and works together.
I like your analogy to New Orleans music, Dixieland, because that's always been what I think about. It always sounds kind of chaotic, like organized chaos in that case. But I'm also thinking of maybe a contrast of a lot of the traditional Irish musicians, say, where you have, you might have three melody instruments, and I think one of the goals is for them to sound as much like one voice as possible. Which seems like that's not what you're going for.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, actually, and I guess brings up the mestizo quality, the mixed quality that we have in American folk music. Of course, I mean, think about the instruments that are in an old-time string band. You have the guitar that comes from Spain by way of Mexico. You have the fiddle that comes from Europe, primarily from the British Isles. And then you have the banjo that comes from Africa. A lot of people don't realize that banjo comes from Africa. But you have all these, you know, as well as the mandolin from Italy and the harmonica from Germany, so on. So you have this, like, pretty amazing ensemble of instruments from across the world and approaches to music from across the world. And I think the kind of organized chaos, or the reference to New Orleans jazz, I think probably comes with the mix of the Anglo fiddle and the African banjo. That kind of approach, you know, that's why it's different from Irish music, you know, pure Irish music.
Well, here's an instrumental tune from Downhill Struggler's latest album. It's called Roscoe Parrish's tune. And I was trying to, I made notes to myself what instruments I think are playing here. It sounds to me like two fiddles and a banjo in this one. Did I get those right, or is something else going on?
I think we'd better hear it to remind me.
Because you probably do it differently on different performances, I suppose.
Yeah, well, we were playing with a wonderful musician that we play with in the city that joined us on this album, named Pat Conti, and I think he was playing fiddle. So there's two fiddles and banjo.
And maybe so would all four of you been playing here or not?
Maybe is there not a guitar on that song?
There might be. There was sometimes another instrument, and I couldn't always tell. Well, in any event, here's the Downhill Strugglers. It's called Roscoe Parrish's Tune. They're going to be playing at Techline in Champaign, presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival tomorrow night for a show that starts at 7 o'clock. This is Live and Local. Thank you. Roscoe Parrish's tune is the name of that, by the Downhill Strugglers, a Brooklyn, New York-based band. That's from their latest CD, just out very recently, called Show Me the Way to Go Home, and they'll be playing in Champaign tomorrow night for a show that starts at 7 o'clock with a local string band called Flatville Ditch, who play tunes that they've collected in Illinois and are unique to Illinois in some way or another. So they'll be on at 7, and then Downhill Strugglers coming on around 7:45, somewhere around there. The show runs till 8 o'clock. And my guest is Eli Smith, who in the Downhill Strugglers plays, it's listed here, banjo, guitar, mandolin, harmonica, jew's harp, pump organ, and sings as well as the other two guys do. Is there one or more of those that you do most of the time?
Well, yeah, I play a lot of guitar and banjo in the Downhill Strugglers, and harmonica and mandolin. That's what I mostly do. We don't usually take the pump organ on the road. It's pretty big. But I usually play guitar, banjo, and then also harmonica and mandolin. And then we got two guys. The other two guys do most of the fiddling. And also play guitar and banjo and so on. So we mix it up. And I think, it offers a good diversity in our sound to have each of us switching instruments.
Tell me a little bit about the recording approach. You said it's, field recording style. And it sounds a little distant to me sometimes, and I wonder if that's also at least an approach in recording that you're going right after, and if that's something that you can also attempt to duplicate in live performance or not in any way.
Yeah. Well, we've made studio albums, totally modern studio albums, and I like that too, a good high fidelity record. But for this album, we decided to field record ourselves, because after all, that style of recording is the style that so much of our favorite music is, recorded in that way. And even the old commercial records, the old 78 RPM records, were recorded with just a couple of microphones. So we decided to take a crack at it, and it's quite different from close miking, where everybody's singing right into their own microphone, and then you spend a week in the studio later adjusting the levels and editing and so on. We didn't do any of that. All of these are live performances, just as we made them, complete with, you'll hear some mistakes if you really listen, but we felt that was the way to really make a kind of a live sounding record that really captured the energy that we were going for. So we set up one or two microphones and tried to arrange ourselves in such a way, you sit closer to the mic, you sit farther back, in order to get the right mix on the recording right then and there. And if it didn't come out, then it didn't come out and it wasn't usable. But we wanted to just have the record, as it were, be really a record, just exactly as we performed it and as it happened. So that's what people will hear if they do hear the album. And we, in live performance, every show is different. Every venue is different. Sometimes we use, everybody has a microphone and there's a whole nest of microphones up there. Other times we use just like a single microphone or two. It depends on the room and on the venue.
Is Walker Shepherd your main fiddle player? If there's just one, is it usually him?
No. Walker Shepherd and Jackson Lynch fiddle about equally in the band, and we often have twin fiddles, which is a nice sound, two fiddles, and then I'll play guitar or banjo.
Reason I ask, I was looking at some of the videos without knowing exactly which person is which. I think I know which one is you, but the one guy who I usually see playing, and the two of them hold their bows differently, and the one guy I'm thinking of, he's got a beard.
That'll be Jackson. That's Jackson Lynch, one of our other bandmates.
Yeah, he's holding it in what I would call in old time way. He doesn't hold it like a violin, you know, under your chin. He's
right.
got it pressed into his chest, and he's sort of choked up on the bow really far.
Right.
And I mean, it sort of looks like, I just wonder what his background is, and maybe by that's a lead into what the background is for all of you, how you come into this music.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we each have a different story. I'm from Greenwich Village in New York City, you know, in Manhattan, downtown. I'm from the West Village, and I got into the music as a young teenager off from hearing records. It was just the best music I'd ever heard. Jackson was actually born in Ireland but moved to New York when he was young, and he's from the East Village, so he's from the eastern side of Manhattan, downtown. I'm from the western side. But although we didn't know each other growing up, we met later. And Walker Shepherd was born in Virginia but raised in Minnesota and later in New York, and we all met in New York, kind of around a place called the Jalopy Theater and School of Music, which is a wonderful folk music venue in Brooklyn, in New York City. And one thing and another, we all met in the city and kind of coalesced around that place. And we play there quite often. So I think we all came at the music in different ways. Walker's father had some contact with the music many years ago, and one thing and another led Walker that way, in that direction musically. Jackson, his grandfather, is a fiddler in Ireland, but Jackson got into American stuff, more or less through the Jalopy Theater. And as for myself, I guess I just heard it growing up, and I always loved music, but I didn't hear anything on the radio or on TV, you know, that really appealed to me at the time. Maybe there isn't a radio station like yours in New York, I don't know. But I had heard a lot of different stuff, but it was the old folk music that really spoke to me when I was young, and I've followed it ever since.
And I assume you all have the same sort of schooling that we talked about with the older, you know, the old people who aren't around anymore, where it was by ear, oral tradition, same way.
We Jackson learned how to play fiddle just by doing it, basically, and I guess a lot of old-timers hold the fiddle down on their sort of shoulder or chest rather than under the chin, because when you have the fiddle under your chin, it's really right in your face, and you can't hear the other instruments very well. All you can hear is yourself, and it's very hard to sing. If you have the fiddle crushed under your chin, it's hard to sing and play.
Well, that would be true, yeah.
And I guess the choking up on the bow thing, it's a personal choice. You get less, you know, amount of bow, and you know how to play fiddle, you know, you get less action on the bow, but you get a greater attack. So it's just a different style.
I wanted to hear play another song off of here, which does involve the fellow you mentioned earlier, this guy named Pat Conti. Originally, I was thinking it was John Cohen, who's the guy from the new Lost City Ramblers, who we were talking about earlier, because he does appear on some of your other records. And
he's been on all of our other albums, but not this one.
Not
so
this one.
We'll have to go back and get maybe some of our other records to hear John there.
But it's a different sort of vocal that he's offering here. Sort of a jaunty, slightly goofy tune, actually. This one called
cool one.
"Goodbye, My Honey." Tell us a little bit more about Pat Conti.
Pat Conti is an incredible musician, multi-instrumentalist. He's also a visual artist and a pretty amazing collector of old records from across the globe, which he did in the pre-internet age, a pretty remarkable accomplishment. He released a series called The Secret Museum of Mankind back in the 90s that has recently been reissued. Can't recommend that enough. But Pat joined us on this record. He's an amazing fiddler. On this track that we're going to hear here, he plays a big old fretless banjo. And he got this song from a very obscure recording from some archive somewhere. I don't know where he got it. But he totally rearranged it and made this arrangement that we played on the record. And it was a surprise for me when he brought in the tune, and I think it really came out good.
It's called Goodbye My Honey, the Downhill Strugglers with Pat Conte here on Live and Local. They will be playing at Techline Studio in Champaign on South Locust Street tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, presentation of the Local Folk and Roots Festival.
Oh, what you gonna do when the great day come? Sound of the horn and the beating of the drum. There used to be a grieving, I'm gonna be a leaving, and goodbye, my honey, I'm gone. Goodbye, my honey, I'm gone. Fare you well, my yellow girl, I'm gone. Goodbye, my honey, I'm gone.
Honey, I'm gone. Fare you well, my honey, I'm gone.
I used to be a grieving, gonna be a leaving, and goodbye, my honey. Name is Isabella. Every time I try to kiss her, she hit me in the smitter. She give me something stronger. I'm standing any longer. And goodbye, my honey, I'm gone. Goodbye, my honey, I'm gone. Fade away, my yellow girl, I'm gone. Goodbye, my honey, I'm gone.
Goodbye, my honey, I'm gone.
Cider, all is fall. Then I'm a going to the ball with a goose chew tobacco and a duck drink wine. Oh, I heard cackle and a rooster crow. Goodbye, my honey, I'm gone. Hey, where my honey, I'm gone. Ooh, ooh, boogaloo. Goodbye, my honey, I'm gone. Tell me now.
Goodbye, honey, I'm gone. Hey, where my honey, I'm gone.
Goodbye, My Honey is the name of that tune from the latest CD by the Downhill Strugglers. It's called Show Me the Way to Go Home. And I'm not even sure, Eli, you can find it on your website yet. Where would somebody get hold of this?
That's right. Well, you can buy it on cdbaby.com. It should be available on iTunes within the next few days. It's really just out. It's not even officially out. We haven't had a CD release party back in New York. We just put it out in time for the tour that we're on now. But if people want to buy it, they can go on cdbaby.com, or they can look on iTunes after a day or two, or on Amazon, and all the usual places it should be available.
And I'll bet you'll have copies at the show tomorrow night.
And if you want a real physical copy, you'll have to come to the show. There's no other way to get it on CD at this point, so you'll have to come down to the show.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your live presentation. Again, going back to some of the videos that I saw, I'm looking at, there's one on there that seems to pay particular attention to your shoes, and they all look like, you're talking about field recordings, they all look like shoes that y'all could have worn out in the fields as part of,
yeah.
I'm assuming this is a part of the sort of old-time approach?
Well, you know, we try to look good when we play out, try to give it a little bit of formality sometimes. Sometimes we'll wear boots. Sometimes we'll wear suits. So sometimes we do both.
So that is not always that changes performance by performance. So I guess what I was really getting at is, at least the videos that I saw mostly, you seem to have, as a group, a pretty casual approach. I don't know if that's the right word or not.
It's not. Yeah, I mean, it's a casual approach, and we all try to have a kind of a look, I suppose you would say. We're not a band that's very focused on that.
I guess I'm talking about even just, I'm sorry again for interrupting, but even just the making of the music. I mean, it sort of looks to me like it could be three, even though you obviously practiced together and have learned these tunes together, it looks like you could have been three guys that got together and are jamming for the jamming.
That's a wonderful aspect of the music, is that it is a social music, and if two people that have never met before want to play together, they in this style, they probably are going to know a tune or a few tunes in common, and they can just play together and you know, interact with each other in that way without any prior experience with each other. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of old time music. But you know, we endeavor to draw people in. It's not a show music. It's not music that's meant to be terribly showy or anything like that. It's just pure. To us, it's pure music. So we want people to feel at home when they come to our shows and kind of be drawn into the music that way.
Do you ever invite people to join in?
Occasionally.
So if somebody brought, some of the locals brought their fiddles along and happen to know your tune.
Maybe after the show. We have to know people before we let them on stage. But yeah, we often our concerts are after the show, we'll play with musicians that we've met that day, wherever we might be, and that's always a treat, is to get to meet the players from the local area who are oftentimes just really, really great, and it's a pleasure, honor to meet people when we travel around.
Well, I'm guessing that there will be local old-time performers at the show, and you can go as well. It's the Downhill Strugglers with a local band called the Flatville Ditch String Band, playing tunes from Illinois. The show starts at 7 o'clock with Flatville Ditch tomorrow night at Techline Studio in Champaign, and then the Downhill Strugglers come on just after them. And my guest this show today has been Eli Smith, who, along with Jackson Lynch and Walker Shepherd, make up the Downhill Strugglers, and we've been hearing from their latest CD. I thought I'd go out with one of, I think it's a couple of old gospel tunes you have on here. This one's called Hallelujah to the Lamb. Anything that we should know going into it?
It's just an old spiritual that we love, so hopefully people will enjoy it as well and feel the spirit.
And you can, if you want, you can find this one on YouTube if you want to get a visual on this as well, or again, better yet, go to the concert. Thanks, Eli, very much for joining us in Live and Local.
Thank you so much for having me.
No.
The Downhill Strugglers here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our programs are made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra presenting Classics 1, A World of Color, featuring works by Chausson and Ravel on Saturday, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets may be purchased online at krannertcenter.com or through the Krannert box office. You can take WILL with you anywhere you go now. If you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android device, the new WILL app is free and allows you to stream our AM and FM stations, listen to past episodes of your favorite programs on demand, and much more. For more information about how to find the WILL radio app in the App Store or Google Play, visit our website at will.illinois.edu. Since we spent some time a bit ago talking about the new Lost City Ramblers, my colleague Vincent Trouth was kind enough to tell me that we actually had a recording of theirs here in our library, which I didn't even know and didn't think to look for. So I thought we'd give a play. This recording comes off of Smithsonian Folkways and takes things from their first 4 or 5 years in existence, which is to say 1958 to 1962. And this is a tune called No Depression in Heaven.
The hearts of men are failing, for these are latter days we know. The great depression now is spreading, God's word declared it would be so. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. In that bright land, be no hunger, no orphan children crying for bread, no weeping widows, toil or struggle, no shrouds, no coffin, and no death. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. This dark hour of midnight nearing, and tribulation time will come. The storms will hurl in midnight fear and sweep lost millions to their doom. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. Thank you.
Those were two performances by the new Lost City Ramblers from a compilation CD called The Early Years, 1958 to 1962. We heard No Depression in Heaven with Mike Seeger on the lead vocal. He was playing the auto harp on that one, and Tom Paley, the tenor voice, and was playing guitar. And then the Dallas Rag with Tom Paley on banjo, Mike Seeger was on the mandolin, and John Cohen on guitar. Mike Seeger, by the way, I believe is a half-brother of Pete Seeger, and John Cohen, I think, is a brother-in-law or something like that. And I should have re-looked that up, but just in case you wondered if there was a connection, and the first I saw of them was, in fact, you can find this on YouTube, is Pete Seeger interviewing the band, and you get to hear them play live. See them play live. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. I'll tell you what's on tomorrow's show. I'm going to be talking with the 2001 gold medal winner at the Van Cliburn Piano Competition. Her name, Olga Karin, and she is playing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra on Saturday. So we'll be talking with her tomorrow. Also, we'll be having live in our studio a couple of local musicians who play Native American flute. And they're sort of interested in finding out who else might like to perhaps have a club of such players in our listening area. So tune in. That should be interesting. Looking forward to that myself. That's on Live and Local tomorrow, of course, from 4 to 5. Here's another string band that has been on our show a couple of times. One, most recently, they did play live for us twice before when they were in our area, had phone conversations with various members of the band. They're called the Foghorn String Band, and their membership is Caleb Clauder, who plays mandolin, fiddle, guitar, and does vocals, depending on the tune. Stephen Sammy Lind, fiddle, banjo, guitar, vocals. Nadine Landry, bass, guitar, and vocals. And then Rebecca Reeb Wilms on guitar and vocals. I neglected to give the nicknames of two others. Rowdy Chowdy, they call Caleb for some reason. I think that's just because they needed to give him a nickname. In fact, it is Sammy Lynn and then Reeb Wilms, just in case you're keeping track of these things. This is a tune called By the River. Thank you.
only hang your head and cry. You killed the Laurie Foster and now you're bound to die. You met her on the mountain, there you took her life. You met her on the mountain and you stabbed her with your knife. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and now you're bound to die. I'll take down my banjo, pick it on my knee. This time tomorrow it'll be no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and now you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. If it hadn't been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and now you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in a lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laurie Foster and now you're bound to die.
Thank you.
Tim Erickson, both vocalist and banjo player. First heard Tom Dooley, and then, of course, Yankee Doodle from his really quite wonderful CD. Tim Erickson, Banjo, Fiddle, and Voice is all it's called here on Live and Local. He's been on the show, I think, three times performing live when he was in and around our area. And before we heard that, we heard another group that's been on the show, the Foghorn String Band. And I know they've been presented by the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. By the River, the name of that tune here on Live and Local. That came off of their CD called Outshine the Sun. Our broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: Natural Gourmet, Champaign Roland Realty, Champaign Strategic Farm Marketing, and I'm going to read this again because I didn't read it right. Business partners: Natural Gourmet of Champaign, Roland Realty of Champaign, and Strategic Farm Marketing, also of Champaign. These business partners join the friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank you very much for your support. Here are some other events you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. University of Illinois Jazz Combo, or one of them anyway, will be at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock. In just a couple of minutes, the group Elise will perform music from Brazil at Cranert Center, 5 o'clock, a free program in the lobby. It's an evening in the Twilight Zone at St. Thomas More Fall Play at St. Thomas More High School in Champaign. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. University of Illinois Wind Symphony performs at the Cranert Center tonight at 7:30. Big Blue Stem String Band is at Bouvons in Urbana this evening at 6. The Big Creek Guitar Band is at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood tomorrow evening at 5:30. University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra is at the Cranert Center tomorrow night at 7:30. Illinois State University Jazz Ensembles 1 and 2 are at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts in Normal tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Don Heitler Duo is at Silver Creek Restaurant in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5:30. It's Life in the Groove, the Influence of Jazz, with the Eastern Illinois University Wind Symphony and Jazz Ensemble at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston tomorrow night at 7:30. The Blue G's are at It's All About Wine in Springfield Friday night at 7:30. The Boneyard Jazz Quintet is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5. Matthew Curry and the Fury play the blues at Memphis on Main in downtown Champaign tomorrow night at 8:30. There is an organ recital by an unnamed organist here in the Sanctuary of Wesley Methodist Church in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7:30. And finally, David Howie and Lou DiBello do their live jukebox show at Gino's Place in Danville tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Appreciate your joining us for Live and Local today. I'm Kevin Kelly. Be back with you again tomorrow at 4 o'clock, as always. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with Translator, W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's going to be clear tonight with a low temperature of 52, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 82, current temperature 80 degrees at 5 o'clock.